I got a letter from Mama. She told me that Pee-wee wrote her and he seemed like the nicest boy. She wrote that she was glad that he and I were friends. I hoped she would get to meet him one day. I thought they would have got along just fine. The thing was, I needed the people in the world to be okay, and to be the same as when I left them. I was holding on now, and I needed something to hold on to. I had come into the army at 17, and I remembered who I was, and who I was had been a kid. The war hadn't meant anything to me then, maybe because I had never gone through anything like it before. All I had thought about combat was that I would never die, that our side would win, and that we would all go home somehow satisfied. And now all the dying around me and all the killing was making me look at myself again, hoping to find something more than the kid I was. Maybe I could sift through the kid's stuff, the basketball, the Harlem streets, and find the man I would be. I hoped I did it before I got killed. The rain came down in buckets. We watched a newscast that said that a guy had got a heart transplant. They had actually taken the heart out of one guy who had been in an accident and put it in another guy, a dentist. Brunner and Wallowick thought it was cool, but Pee-wee didn't believe it. And Monica wondered how the guy lived between the time they took his heart out and the time they put the other guys in.
"The whole thing is going to be in life next week," Bruce said. "You wait and see."
I dreamt about being in the hut and hearing the VC trying to get his rifle to work. In the dream, he smiled as he worked it, and I stood there crying, knowing that eventually it would work and that he would kill me. He would blow my face away the way I had blown his away in real life. I kept waking up in a kind of terror, and then falling to sleep again and having the same dream. In the morning, we were roused early for the trip. Pee-wee was messed up, really messed up. "What the hell happened to you?" I asked. He looked like he had been in a fight and been beaten up bad. His whole face was puffed up badly. His upper lip was so swollen he could hardly get his mouth shut.
"Nothing," he said.
Gearhart had heard about how Pee-wee looked, and he came over and asked what had happened. Pee-wee said nothing had happened and turned away.
"Gates, can you make it to the new base?" Gearhart asked.
"Yeah,"
Pee-wee said. He could hardly talk. He kept packing his gear.
"Look, man, we gotta know what happened,"
Sergeant Simpson said.
"We a squad, we ain't no strangers."
"You know that stuff I got from that woman?"
Pee-wee said.
"What?
That hair stuff?"
"Yeah.
I put some on my lip to grow me a mustache,"
he said. He put his head down.
"Guess it don't work too cool."